Welcome to Cafe Chisme. I'm Yvonne, and I'm here with
Myra,
Franco,
and Vicky.
Brew your coffee and join us in today's chisme. Welcome back to another episode of Cafe y Chisme. Today we're going to talk about evolution of friendship in our 30s.
Yes.
It's going to be a real chisme today.
Grab your coffee. You're ready for some chisme.
Oh, coffee. Love coffee.
Friendships. Man.
Got a lot to say about that.
I think they're ever evolving. I'll say that. We're in our 30s, and I think over time you essentially, you know, you have different chapters in life. You refine. You really start thinking in a different mindset. What are the priorities in life? Who are, you know, who are the people that you want to be surrounded with? I once heard a quote that it's something along the lines of you are the version, the best version of the five people that you surround yourself with the most. And that really resonated because I got, you know, I started thinking, you know, who do I hang out with the most? And, you know, what is the energy? What is the vibe? And well, no wonder during that time I was doing, you know, not feeling my best or that, you know, oh my gosh, I was really supported during this time. Like I was around these people and they're really good friends and they were there for me, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that friendship kind of spans from like the very beginning.
Absolutely. For me, it's been definitely an evolution from one coming to this country when I was 8 years old and, you know, leaving behind all those friendships I created, acquaintances at the time, I suppose, because you're little, right? You don't, that's my best friend right there. You know, you say that, but are they really your best friend? And
right.
And to that point, I actually met my best friend when I got here to the States, and we're still best friends to this day. The same group of guys that I met 2 weeks after I got here, like we still hang out to this day. We still talk. We have a messenger group where we still chat. And I have definitely seen the evolution of those friendships. As you get older, obviously you meet different people. You become friends with different people. And I feel that the older I've gotten, the less willing I am to include people in my circle, because I feel that I have acquired so much, whether it's knowledge or financially or just emotionally. I've gained so much experience in life that is it really worth adding other people? And thankfully, the answer is yes, right? That's why we're sitting here. We met each other in our 30s. And so it's interesting to see, you know, friendships that you've had in your teens, in your 20s, and new friendships coming into your 30s. How you come into these friendships with a different perspective and a different mentality. And I think it definitely more mature mentality.
What do you guys define as a friend? Let's start there real quick.
Okay, I think the older you get, I think that it's harder to make friends, right?
Yep.
Because you're not just going to school anymore. And like, you know, when you're younger, you go to school, you go to clubs or bars, or, you know, you travel or whatever, you go a lot of places. And then like the older you get, like your circle starts just to get smaller. And you don't go often to a lot of these places where you meet people. You meet people mainly at work, through other people. So it's harder to make friends. And then like the older you are, you know, you're more aware. You're more aware of what you need or what a good friend looks like. And you know, like the difference between being a friend or being an acquaintance or just being somebody that you network with. Maybe, you know, you're good networking with them, but that's it. Like it's more business related or whatever, but you're more aware of the different type of people and different type of friends. For me, I don't know. I just think you just know, or you have like a feeling when you talk to somebody, like you have similar interests or you start talking a lot about anything and everything. You feel good when you're around them. So in what ways have your priorities and friendship shifted as you enter your 30s? I think you have different interests now, you know, now you have kids and now you have jobs, you know what I mean? So I think those interests change. And then that's why those are the type of people that you are looking for now, either people that you've grown with, just like a relationship, you know, you've grown with them at different stages of your life, or there are things that you just have in common with them now.
I think experience, like a lot of experiences that you've had in your 20s makes you more mature to really being aware and understanding who you want in that circle. I think that for me was definitely, that's a difference that I noticed in my 20s and 30s. Now it's like, I know what type of friendships I'm looking for. And it doesn't mean you have to block everyone out, but like, I know those that I want in that circle versus acquaintances that you can still talk to, but it's not going to be at that same level where those close friends, like you have that trust that you've built, and it just continues to grow from that point on. How do you guys feel about it?
I think I noticed like recently we have prioritized certain things in life, like budgeting, finances, clearing debt, saving for a home. And that required us to not be as spontaneous as we used to, because nowadays, every day you do something, it does cost money. Like, yeah. Bottom line, it costs money. And we found ourselves oftentimes realizing these like different friends would still invite us, but we were less willing to join for different reasons. One could be the distance, but another could be because we did relocate, but be the distance. And the other reason could be we have these priorities right now in life. And in order to achieve these goals, we have to prioritize us. And, you know, we're sorry we can't go meet up at this place, but, you know, you guys are welcome to come hang out at our place. You know, we'll do something here. We can, you know, watch a movie or whatever. And we found that, you know, some people are willing to, you know, work with you on that. And other people just, you know, do their own thing. And it's like, no hard feelings. You know, it is what it is. And we learned that you start identifying, you know, they're still friends, but you start to categorize in a way, right? These are my go-to study friends. These are my going out and having fun friends. These are my serious about life friends, you know? And so I think it was important to categorize that, not just, you know, for the reality of it all, but for myself, because I tend to take things so personally, like, oh my gosh, like they didn't invite me. But it's like, recognize the reality of everything. It will not be so cumbersome on yourself, right? And that was tough. Like, it wasn't an easy way to recognize these things, because it's like, we want to do all these things. And, you know, we found out we have friends that are instigators and not in the best of ways. Like, they mean well, they're fun, but it's like, I can't achieve this goal if you consistently, you know, put me in a situation and then I fall for that, right? Because at the end of the day, I have a choice, right? Yeah. So that was one thing that I noticed.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the older we've gotten, and for at least for my experience, is seeing the mix of friends. I have friends that are a little bit older. I have friends that are a little bit younger. I have friends that are the exact same age as me. And seeing the difference in age, mental age too, you definitely start to see what's important and what's not. The friends that have families, I can see that, okay, their priority isn't to go out and drink and go have a big meal somewhere because money's tight, or look, man, right now it's not the time for that. I got to take care of my kid. So as I get older, I'm starting to see more of that. And you start to realize, okay, you know, maybe it's not the time to go out. Let me come hang out with you. Let me come, you know, bring a beer over to you or whatever. But it's not necessarily like we can't be friends anymore. I think that's where I've seen the difference in the evolution, because you don't necessarily have to lose that friendship. Just the priorities change because life gives you different circumstances that you have to be responsible for.
I was going to say, did you guys move those friendships to, like you said, right, categorizing them? Did you guys move them, or did those friends just kind of get the hint of, oh, okay, they're not all about that?
I think it's a little bit of both. So, like, just off the top of my head, so there are some friends that they knew that we had goals, they knew what our priorities are, and they, you know, they were fine with that. They're like, you do you, like, we're gonna go do us, peace out. You know, and it was fine. I think when you have that mutual understanding, it's like, hey, we're still good, like, it's not that deep, like, we get you, go have fun, we'll live vicariously through you. There were some other friends who maybe were not as understanding. And a lot of that could be like they're in a different chapter in life. And so no hard feelings there. It was me making a realization, look, I'm in a different chapter and that's okay. I just may not resonate with this individual as much. And we may end up on the same chapter at some point. But until then, you know, it is what it is. And then I also noticed, like, I have some long distance friends, and interestingly enough, you know, there are some really great relationships to, like, and friendships to be had with long distance. And you know, you would think, gosh, that is likely not to work out for you. But I find some of those are some of the strongest relationships. I know one of my best friends from college, like, we talk with each other all the time. We don't get to see each other maybe like once or twice a year, but like the conversations seem like I just saw her yesterday. And when I see her again, it could be a whole year and a half, 2 years, 3 years. And it feels like, and it's never been that long, but it could be, right? And we still pick up like nothing. Like there was no space in between the connection. And, you know, I have experienced other individuals where I see you all the time and I don't feel the same way towards you. And I think you start to just refine your understanding of friendships. And a lot of that is just based on your mentality and what's going on in your life and what you're specifically prioritizing in that moment.
I think as you get older, you start putting them in little buckets like this, you know, this group of friends, like, you know, they're ambitious, they're looking to accomplish, they have goals. And then you have others that you've been friends for a long time, but they don't have those same values or priorities. That's when you start, you know, I would say just kind of start going your own path. I know for me, that's happened. And I have probably just a couple friends that have been able to keep up to, you know, now. And I mean, I don't know. It's kind of sad in a way, because it's like you still want that friendship, but then it's just not able to keep up or survive.
Speaking of, you know, friends that aren't on the same path as you, are there any friendships that you've intentionally let go of, or friendships that you've gotten closer with, and why? Here's the chisme, everybody.
Yeah, I think like we haven't like fully let them go, but we just let it run its course. Like, you know, if they reach out to us, then obviously we respond back or whatever, but it's not that like I'm not putting in a lot of effort into it. Just if I randomly think of something or whatever, then I'll text or whatever, and just pretty much wait for them to text. It's not something that I prioritize. There's friendships that I do prioritize and that I will put the effort in I'll always be there for them, right? Like, it's not like there's nothing bad that happened in those relationships. I think it's just you put in what you get back. You yes. know what I mean?
It's a balance, and you feel it. Like, it's just natural.
Yeah.
It has to be reciprocated.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I know a lot of people are like, well, I know like people are busy and they have a lot to worry about, but you do see that. I mean, the joys of social media, you do see that there are friendships with other people. You know, like they're posted all over social media, they make an effort, they do all these things. So I'm like, I'm not going to put in all this effort. Relationships are both ways, whether it's like romantic relationships or friendships, like it goes both ways.
I've been a firm believer in when you want to spend time with someone, you're going to make time for someone. And I'm not talking about like hanging out every single day, because that can be not logical or reasonable or fair, but you can have 5 minutes to text someone and say, hey, how's it going? I was just thinking about you, yeah. You know? And I think that's what I value as a friendship, right? Is, you know, that effort of taking the 5 minutes where, you know, someone was thinking about you, and that that's how I know that person values that friendship. But I think it's like Myra said, it's like the joys of social media. You get to see, you know, others engaging with other people, and, you know, unfortunately, we have, and it's no hard feelings or anything, but we have had friends, we've distanced ourselves, you know, and if we talk to them, we talk to them. If they reach out, they reach out, but we don't put that effort in. And that's fine, because I think you can grow out of a friendship like that. So,
and I think like I'd rather nurture the relationships that I have with the people that we, you know, that really put in the effort. And then I try to be very intentional about like remembering little things, or that I have to write it in my notes or something, but something that they said, you know, like, oh, I have a doctor's appointment on this day. I'm waiting for the results to this or that. I'm like, on that day, like I will text them and be like, hey, how did everything go? Or, you know, whatever, how have you been feeling? Or trying to be intentional with things that people have said or people like, or if they're going through a hard time, like, hey, I just transferred you like $10 to go to Starbucks or whatever, you know, like just a little pick me up, thinking of you, whatever. And not even that, just like a text message, like, hey, how are the kids and their sports, or, you know, just something little. And I may not respond for 2 more days, but in that moment I thought about them. And then 2 days later, I'm like, I will answer back. And that's okay on both ends. You know what I mean? We know, like, we keep in touch, but there's no hard feelings if 2 days went by and we didn't text each other. Or a lot of our friends, it's like memes and reels all day. And even just that, like, comment on back on reels or whatever. And I'm like, that is enough for me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just whatever it is, they were thinking of you and thought you would like this reel, or thought you they would like this meme or whatever.
I used to take it personal, like, you know, long time. And I think that goes part of your growth and maturity. It's like, oh, you know, you don't have time for me, but I see you all over, you know, traveling and all this stuff. And that used to bother me. I'm like, and at the same time, it also puts you to second guess yourself. Like, what's up with me? You know, like, is there something that I'm doing? But then you just come to the realization that's like, you know what? It's just meant to be. This group of friends or friends is, you know, it's just not meant to be. Now I see them. If they want to reach out, that's fine. But I don't take it personal anymore. It's just kind of, it is what it is type of thing.
I was just thinking, like, you guys are mentioning, like, checking in and just, you know, willing to drive the long distance. I have to say I'm guilty in terms of, I am a person that I do better in the presence of others and in close proximity. So I have a hard time with some of my friends, like, who are further away, especially when, like, my close friends from college. Like, it was hard, like, moving 2 hours away versus having you, like, right down the hall.
Right.
I'm not as prone to just, like, go pop in and do this and that. And so something I'm trying to do better at is, you know, be mindful, be thoughtful, and think, like, they're probably thinking the same too. Like, oh my gosh, I haven't talked to Vicky in a minute. And I do think of them constantly. Like, I really do. It's funny. I probably think about them more than they realize, and vice versa. And we're all good friends, but I do find myself struggling with that sometimes with the distance. And I have other friends who are closer, and it's not that I prefer you friends who are closer than friends who are further away. It just is an environment that's easier. It's easier to pop in and say, hey, let's do this. It's like right down the street. Or, hey, you know, what are you up to? Oh, okay, I'll meet you up, you know? And so I definitely will say that, at least on my part, I'm trying to do better, to be more thoughtful. And what you said, Myra, like, just pop in, send a text, a reel, anything. It kind of is a signal. Look, I think about you. And I'm not doing this just to let you know I'm thinking about you. Like, I really am thinking about you right in this moment. Like, let me allow myself to express that in the moment, not just like in thought.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, for example, this morning I sent a text message to one of my best friends that I met in middle school. Like, we're still buddies from middle school. We went to the same college. I tried to get rid of him. Could not. He even made me one of his kids' godparents. So it's cool how, like, just things, you know, just come around in circles. And his kids just started school this week. So I texted him and his wife. And I was like, hey, just thinking about you guys. Hope you guys had a good week. Hope your kids love being back at school. And, you know, have a great weekend. Just simple text message. You know, my buddy's wife replied, hey, thank you guys. We love you guys. Have a good weekend too. Like, that's it. I'm absolutely guilty of not being the best friend. Like, you can ask all my friends. I am the worst. But I am trying to get better at that. You know,
I disagree with that.
No, well, no,
you're a good friend.
You're always checking in on with us. Talking about.
Yeah, no. you haven't known me long enough.
give it a few years.
Yeah. No, but that's a reality, right? I'm trying to get better at that. Like, I know that we might think we might live forever, but reality is, hey man, we got our days are counted. And so if you think about a friend, send that text message, send that reel. I know that every time, that's why I love Instagram right now. Not sponsored, but Instagram, you can sponsor us. One thing I love about reels is, like, when you hit that send button, you get that entire list of people that either that you've recently seen, you recently talked to. And so I just like scrolling through the list. Ooh, Ivan's there. ooh, Vicky's there. Like, even though we're next to each other, I'm going to send her this reel because she thinks it's going to be hilarious.
Yes.
You know, so it's one of those things where it's like, hey, if you think about them, just send something. It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to take, I don't know why you take 5 minutes to write a text message, bro, but it literally takes seconds if you think about it, right?
It really doesn't. That's why when people are like, oh, you know, like, I don't have a minute or I don't have a second. You do. You just have to prioritize it.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, you had a minute to post on Instagram, whatever, and you prioritize the people you care about. And I get it. Like, sometimes my best friend will be like, you know, we like, oh, let's call each other at this time. And then she'll be like, hey, I decided to just like scroll on Instagram mindlessly for my 5 minutes before I had to feed my babies or whatever. And I'm like, totally valid. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like honesty and just kind of like, I totally get it. Like, she still like let me know. I didn't just leave me hanging or whatever. And I'm like, and I don't take it like personal because I'm like, yes, like, I get it. Like, sometimes you just, you have this and I'm like, I'm going to call and talk to somebody or I'm going to scroll mindlessly because that's what I want to do for these 5 minutes. And I'm like, that's totally valid.
I like that. Call that a pro tip. Just be transparent. I am guilty of someone reaching out and I just text back, like, you know, the automatic, sorry, I'm busy. Can I call you back? And I know some people, cough, cough, Ivan. No, I'm just imagining when you said, some people could take that very personal. And for me, it's like, it's not that deep. Like, I just really cannot answer you. But if maybe there's more transparency, hey, like, I'm right in the middle of like a work call.
Yeah.
Let me get back to you as soon as I can. I think that's just more. Yeah, that's a really good pro tip. Another thing I was thinking about is you and I, Franco, we have a lot of the same friends.
Yeah.
Being a married couple, and we'll do group messages. And that is such a lifesaver because sometimes I'll forget it's someone's birthday, but he'll chime in. Yeah, and I'm like,
that is so true.
From both of us.
Yeah. I know. I know, like in a group message like that, I know. I was like, I'm waiting for my reply.
Some pro tips, I'm telling you.
Yes. And sometimes, like, it literally is. Like, there's those memes, you know, that say, like, oh, I really miss you. Let's hang out in November. And it's like, you know, May or whatever. And that just recently happened with my best friends. All three of us are best friends. One lives 3 hours away. The other one lives like 5 hours away. And we made all these plans to see each other. And after everything was said and done, we saw each other for like 10 minutes. Well, we saw one of our friends. Two of us hung out for a few hours. And then, but she literally, like, even though she only gave us 10 minutes of her time and a picture, like, it was still 10 minutes, you know? Yeah. Like, we all have families.
It was worth it.
Mm-hmm. It was totally worth it. But, like, it never goes as planned. But the fact that you made all this effort.
Yeah. It's like, the journey.
Planning the journey. The planning, the months of being like, okay, I'm going to be here at this time. I'm going to be there. Like, are we ever crossing paths? Like, can I see you when I'm here or there or whatever? And like, it didn't go as planned. And it still, though, was like worth it for those like 10 minutes.
I think it's cool to see that. It's like, it just goes back to effort. Like, you know what I mean? The effort is there from parties involved where they want to spend that time with you. I want to kind of go back with what Franco said. And it's like spending, you know, the 5 minutes to just text someone if they're on your mind. Cause
bro, 5 minutes.
I recently lost one of my good friends and, you know, this was someone who, you know, was all through high school, really good friends, like really, really good friends. And then once we graduated, we still kept tabs, like even though it wasn't like it used to be, like super close, hanging out every day, we still kept tabs. We still talked to each other, Facebook Messenger, all that stuff. You know, unfortunately, you know, my friend did pass away. And, you know, I just look back at our messages like from a couple months even before. And I'm like, man, you know, what could I have done more? Maybe send, I guess that feeling of guilt, like what sending another message have made a difference, you know, and you never know, someone can be fighting a different battle. But I always say just to send that message, make time for a friend, you know, it doesn't take much time to write, hey, how's it going? You know, less than a minute.
And miss you, thinking of you.
Yeah, that's just it. Thinking of you. Yeah, it's just that effort, I think.
I mean, it really doesn't take much. slide that phone open, whatever touch ID, whatever face ID, and just say, hey, thinking of you, find that reel, find that Facebook, find that YouTube short, find whatever little thing makes you think of them and just send it. Doesn't take much effort. Everybody has, well, mostly everybody, I'm sorry for those of you that don't, but mostly everybody now has smartphones. So it doesn't take much.
Yeah, I went with my sister one time to church and they were talking about how, like, in relationships, a girl was like, oh, you know, this guy keeps saying he's just so busy, he can't see me. And, you know, they were like, that's just an excuse, because, you know, when you like something, somebody, you have nothing but time. Like, you really do. Like, when you like somebody, like, all of a sudden, you were so busy, but now all of a sudden you're moving mountains, you know, yes, to, like, hang out with them and stuff. And so it's like, it can be done. It's really just a priority. Yeah. Like, like, you have to make it a priority and you have to, like, be intentional. If I have minutes to scroll on Instagram and all that, I have minutes to text my friends.
You got time to post a story. You got time to send a message. For the people
you care about.
Right.
So how do you think that having the technology that we have now changes or impacts your current friendships?
Well, one, I think it's easier. Like, you have, like, you're, a lot of people now are always on their phone. So it's easier to send a message on Instagram or Facebook, whatever you use. Like, you have multiple opportunities throughout the day to send somebody a message.
I also think it puts it out there, like, you get to see who they're engaging with too. And it's like, it does, because it's like, oh, you know.
It rents you out.
Yeah. Oh, you said you couldn't hang out with me the last 10 times, right, but you know.
I see Ivan posting every Friday, Cafe Cheese Man, Cafe Cheese Man, Cafe Cheese Man. Who are those people?
I think social media is a blessing and a curse. Yeah. I find it has gotten me into a pickle here and there because it's a perception thing, right?
Yeah.
I'm not good about posting in real time. I'll sit here and post a week later and you will sit here and think, I just did this thing. And so I see there's some negatives I see there. I also think we as a society typically post the best moments, even though they could be far and few, versus what's really happening in my life or your life, right? And so that's the not so great side of it. But I think on the positive side, like, it definitely makes it easier. But I sometimes think, why is it so difficult, though, still for people to just send a text? There's a reason, because, you know, I'm sitting here thinking through my, like, a day, a typical day for me. It's, I am working from home online and my phone is there next to me, but my mind isn't there with the phone. Like, my mind is at work. And although it's literally in my palm and I can send a text, I feel like my mentality is not there to carry on any sort of conversation, even though it could be short. Hey, just thinking about you. And so maybe the reality is it's not so much prioritizing, but, like, giving yourself some time in the day for you, you know, giving yourself time, whether it's in the morning, after, whatever it is that you've got going on in your life. If you're in college and you're studying, like, you know, I don't know if a college student in class actually focusing, that's like texting their friends, you know, checking in. It's one of those things that it's like what you said, Myra, be intentional with it. I definitely don't like the idea of just, hey, just thinking about you, like spitting that out to like 10 people and then not being available and mentally there to like respond if someone responds to that. It's like, I definitely would prefer, maybe it's the old school mentality. I like face to face. Like, I like seeing you, feel, you know, having you in front of me, getting your expressions, and I can only get like 20 minutes. It's fine. 5 minutes is fine. Like, I really like that over a text message.
Yeah.
So I think it goes both ways, but I think the power of technology is use it in the way that works best for you and, you know, use it for the good as much as possible. I think one of the most amazing things the technology has done is allowed me to continue relationships on other sides of the world. People that are far away from me, like, I get to still hold those friendships and relationships. So that's very empowering. That's amazing. And you think about many years ago, people didn't have that option, period. So it goes both ways.
Yeah, I think, like, with what you said, it kind of, like, even sets an expectation, like, big time, where it's like, you only see the good posts, because think about it, no one's wanting to put their dirty laundry out there on social media. Like, you will never see that.
No one's posting their boring day.
Unless someone who really doesn't care about, like, people's, like, seeing that, right? But, like, it creates an expectation of, oh, like, that's life should be happy, like, all the time, and there's no negatives and
no messy houses, perfect.
Yeah, you think some of those YouTubers out there, like, never have, you know, unless they have a full cleaning staff in their house, you think they never have, like, not even a single dirty flooring or dish or anything like that. I mean, it's just like it creates that false expectation where, you know, now people like us, like, we that's the threshold for that. It's like, now we're okay, we start picking ourselves apart on that. So yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I think it's a blessing and a curse. A blessing part that you still get to communicate and engage with, you know, friends, family, all that good stuff, but also it can set that false expectation.
It's also pressure, you know. Yeah. You see these two besties doing this, that, and the other, and I'm over here like, okay, I did hang out, but I didn't do all those things. You know, these people are traveling the world. These two besties are traveling the world together. And it's like, you know, you see that and you think, oh my gosh, is that supposed to be what the best friendship in the world is supposed to be like? But it's not. Right. The reality is it's not. And for all we know, those individuals we see could easily just be business partners, and they're just happen to be on the same trip together. And, you know, we just don't know. I think at the end of the day, it's having a friendship. And what's the most amazing thing, in my opinion, is developing a genuine relationship with someone that you get to choose to be in your life. You get the ultimate choice to decide, this is who I want to have in my life or around me or in my space.